Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing different types of sacrifices. We saw two sacrifices in the previous video, performed by first one, Karmis, who do it for pleasing the demigods, and second one, we saw the impersonalists who want to just merge into the Supreme Brahman. And we said both of them are not very intelligent. And then in the previous one, we saw that a devotee, a Krishna conscious devotee, is the one who utilizes everything for the pleasure of Krishna and finally attains Gantavyam, the final destination, that is going back home, back to Godhead, to eternally be blissful and to serve Krishna. Now Krishna is continuing the same theme and he is describing two more types of sacrifices. So let's see that. Shloka number 26.
Shrotradinindriyanyanye samyamagnesha juhati shabdadin vishayan anya indriyagnesha juhati.
So here it is said, anye. There are some, and this basically are brahmacharis whom we are talking about, the celibates. What do they do? Shrotradini, indriyani. So, they are sacrificing what? Hearing. Hearing process and the senses. In what? In what they are sacrificing? Agnishu, what is that fire in which they are sacrificing? Samyama, that is control of mind. So, in mental control, the fire of mental control, they are offering the hearing process and the senses. Don't think much, we'll explain. Then, Shabdadin Vishayan, sense objects. Who? Anya. There are other category of people, that is, we are now talking about householders or grihasthas. What do they do? Shabdadin Vishayan, the sense objects, they are sacrificing Juhati in what? Fire, Agnishu, fire of what? Indriya, senses. So they are offering sense objects in the fire of senses. So in the society, Krishna has created four Varnas: Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. And he has given a process for everyone. In fact, we will see in the future chapters of Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is so meticulously giving different processes for different categories of people. And he is telling, just by doing these activities, what will happen? They will actually perfect their life. And this is what, you know, is basically he is telling here also. So there is some process that is given for each and every Varna so that they can perfect their life. Now here we are going to talk about Brahmachari and Grahastha. So let's see what is given here. So Brahmacharis or students under the care of a bona fide spiritual master control the mind by abstaining from sense gratification. A Brahmachari hears only words concerning Krishna consciousness. Pure Brahmachari engages fully in Harer Namanu Kirtanam, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, and he restrains himself from the vibrations of material sounds. So what is a Brahmachari expected to do? What is a person who is celibate expected to do? He has to hear. Hear what? There are so many sound vibrations around. There are material sound vibrations. So many so-called nice music that is there. News of this world. And so many other material things are there, like the gossips of this world. But then his ears are closed for all that and only open for hearing about Krishna. This is called as hearing the transcendental subject matter only about Krishna. Yes. So the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna are very, very purifying. And anyone who takes shelter of that becomes purified and remains purified. And a brahmachari, he is expected to do that. Swadhyaya. He is supposed to study the Vedic literatures. He is supposed to hear various transcendental vibrations. I mean, the holy names and the various Vedic hymns or the shlokas. And obviously the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what is a brahmachari expected to do. And if a brahmachari does this, he will eventually attain perfection. Now there are other category of brahmachari. What are they? Who are they, by the way? Other category of brahmacharis are the grihasthas, the householders. Householders, how can they be celibate? They are married. They actually get into sexual intercourse to beget kids. So how are they brahmacharis? How are they celibate? Restricted sense gratification when it is done, such a person can also be called as brahmachari. So either other category of brahmachari or householder is described here. The householders who have some license for sense gratification perform such acts with great restraint. A regulated householder does not indulge in unrestricted sex life and other sense gratification. Marriage on the principles of religious life is therefore current in all civilized human society, because that is the way for restricted sex life. This restricted, unattached sex life is also a kind of yajna, because the restricted householder sacrifices his general tendency towards sense gratification for higher transcendental life. Now see, when it comes to celibate, a brahmachari, he lives in Gurukul, and under the strict vigilance, under the strict guidance of the spiritual master, of the guru, he lives his entire life. But when it comes to a grihastha, he has full independence. Financial independence is there, time independence is there, no one is there to look at what he is doing or she is doing. But one who takes a voluntary call to restrain himself from doing unrestricted sense gratification, such a person, you know, is to be glorified. And that's what here their glorification is happening. So what do? They can have unrestricted sex life, but still they follow the injunction of Shastra and they just get into the sexual intercourse only and only for begetting kids and not for sense gratification. It's a very big thing, very, very big thing. So anyone who can do that, he's actually performing yajna. Why? Because he's getting into some activity only and only to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when he gets into the sexual activity here, he's just doing it to beget Krishna conscious children. And when he begets Krishna conscious children, it's an offering to Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way we understand, a householder, even when he has so much of independence in his day-to-day life, when it comes to sense gratification, but still strictly he restricts himself from doing sense gratification by following the Vedic scriptures, the rules and regulations given in the Vedic scriptures, even his day-to-day activities, even the activities of sense gratification, the restricted ones, are actually considered to be yajna or sacrifice for Lord Vishnu. And if a householder can live his life like this, where he restricts himself for doing sense gratification and utilizes whatever he has in service of the Lord, such a person will eventually attain the ultimate destination, that is going back home, back to Godhead. Look at this. A brahmachari completely restrains himself from sense gratification. He cannot get into any sexual intercourse. How will he be called as celibate then? He does not. You know, he completely restrains himself. And he just keeps hearing about Lord Shri Krishna and his glories. And he attains perfection. And a grihastha or a householder, he gets into sensual activity, but still, since he restricts his activities for the pleasure of Krishna, he also eventually gets into the spirit, he eventually attains the ultimate destination. So in this way, both of them are actually doing sacrifice. So hope now we are understanding what we actually mean by sacrifice. And the best thing is, doesn't matter who is brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, but everyone can do bhakti. And the best sacrifice, as I was mentioning in previous videos also, is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sometimes the person might not understand only, you know, which category he belongs to. The Khichdi in the age of Kali Yuga. So what can we do now? Chant the holy names of the Lord. Take to the process of devotional service explicitly for one's own purification and the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with the goal of attaining the ultimate destination. So now he described two more sacrifices. Let's see few more in the next few verses. Hare Krishna.